Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm David Folkenflik, and this is On Point. A week on edge as Iran retaliated for the U.S. killing of a top general by sending a wave of missiles to hit bases housing U.S. troops. No one died. It was interpreted as a measured response, and President Trump did not further escalate the conflict. Yet Trump still had choice words for Iran in his national address.
As long as I'm president of the United States, Iran will never be allowed to have a nuclear weapon. Good morning.
Congressional Democrats have called for a check on the president's ability to act on his own authority toward Iran, and even some prominent Republicans lashed out at the administration. Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky told CNN the Senate should get to decide whether Trump should be given that authority.
Nobody in their right mind with a straight face, with an ounce of honesty, can argue that when Congress voted to go after Saddam Hussein in 2002, that authorized military force against an Iranian general 18 years later.
We'll have our reporters' roundtable on all that more this hour. First, we wanted to talk with a senior lawmaker familiar with decisions about armed conflict and whether to commit American troops to war. Joining us now from Washington, D.C., the nation's capital, is U.S. Senator Patty Murray. She's a Democrat who represents Washington State. She voted against the war authorization to invade Iraq in 2002, and she's one of the few lawmakers who did so who remains in Congress. She's also one of the senior Democrats in the leadership of the United States Senate. Senator Murray, thanks so much for taking the time to add context to this week's news.
Needed at this really serious time of our country for having a thoughtful discussion.
Appreciate it. So let's talk a little bit, just take a moment to frame this in context. What is different about the nature of the discussion about the confrontation and possible conflict with Iran than occurred nearly two decades ago over the subject of Iraq and Saddam Hussein?
Well, when we were discussing this 18 years ago, the president came to Congress to present his reasons and testimony and all of the what he felt were facts about the facts on the ground to ask for our authority to go to war. Mm-hmm. This is a very different time. The president tweeted to us after he had made a very dangerous decision to say that this was his intent. That is not how our country should ever put our men and women lives at risk, our economic security, and the future of this country.
Obviously, you've had to think hard about this issue in the past. You know, a number of the folks who voted the opposite way from the way you voted back in 2002 in anticipation of that invasion the next year came to regret it, the late Senator John McCain among them. There are folks who are in Congress or in Senate right now who may oppose you on the question of the nature of our interactions with Iran, who nonetheless are expressing concerns equally about the way in which the administration has behaved. Why is that?
Well, it is a very serious discussion when you talk about putting American lives at risk. We are asking men and women to go to war, and we have seen in this crisis what happens to soldiers when they go to war and their families, what happens to them in the immediate, both mental and physical wounds of war, loss of life, families who've had to deal with it, the what happens to them when they come home and try to get back into a civilian life and a job, the cost to our country. So when you take a serious step like going to war provocatively, you have to answer all those questions before you go. I remember when we were looking at all of the data and everything that was being presented to us, when we were asked to go to war in Iraq, and questioning whether or not it was accurate. Today, we're not even being given any information that says that there is any backing to what they are asking us to do. This is serious.
Senator Patty Murray, you don't have to name names, but take us behind closed doors. Take us into the room. When you talk to Republican colleagues about not just Democrats who have been openly critical of the Trump administration on a variety of lists, but Republican colleagues, as I'm sure you do, about the way in which this administration, particularly this president, has handled this confrontation, even as tensions have subsided in recent days. How do they characterize their trust in the administration's handling of this high-stakes drama?
Well, there certainly are people on both sides who have an immediate reaction one way or the other. We are in a very partisan time. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of thoughtful members on both sides, Republican and Democrats, who understand the consequences of an action like this, short-term and long-term. And let me take you back again to when we were discussing the war in Iraq. And there were people in the room who were saying to us, oh, America's power is so great. This war will be over in 5 days. We will overpower them. Look what history has taught us. There are members there today who understand that and know that and know that making a decision like this by a tweet or by an overreaction or by being bellicose about it can cost our country lives and its economic stakes far into the future.
And Senator, one of the questions I have is certainly the strong majority of your colleagues, if I recall correctly, supported authorizing the Bush administration to press towards that invasion of Iraq. You know, we've been at war for so long now, since really the strikes on Afghanistan in the fall of 2001 in the wake of 9/11. We've basically been in, you know, what's been called this forever war. Is there the feel that people don't trust this administration to pursue military conflict? Or is there the sense more broadly that that your colleagues in the Senate are just deeply fatigued, as the nation is, of being in this constant state of military conflict?
I think it's both. And I think that both of those need to be considered. You need to trust the man at the top that he is going to make the right decisions for the country thoughtfully, smartly, wisely, and have people around him who can advise him of all of the consequences, short-term and long-term. There is a concern about that right now. And I think that is also in the nation, as you talked about, the weariness of having been at war for 18 years adds to that belief and mistrust that you can go into the Middle East, a very complicated region, take action, and assume you're going to be out in a few months. So that goes back to the question of what are the goals of this action and putting our military in a conflict in a very serious way, and our families. And that has not been outlined. Certainly we all want peace in the Middle East. It is a goal we need to achieve. How do we get there? By killing a general and bragging about it on a tweet? Or do we do it by using our allies and everyone in the region to try and bring calm to this and to solve the problems as, you know, much as we can through a diplomatic surgency?
We've been hearing there the words of Senator Patty Murray. She's a top Democrat in the United States Senate. Senator Murray, we appreciate your time so much today.
Thank you.
We should also note we also invited several leading Republican senators on the show for their insights as well.